97.5, The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
Oh, and it does, and it's a Thursday morning, John Kincaid Show. On 97.5, The Fanatic. Hopefully you had a good night's sleep. Everybody get a little extra sleep last night? Since there were no sports on or anything like that? No?
Normal-ish.
Really? What did I watch? I watched some of the Yankees-Mets game. And then I was watching a movie, but I can't remember. Oh, you know what I was watching last night? Batman.
Which one?
With Michael Keaton. Yeah. My God, that was a good movie.
Yes. I finished up The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Okay, that's the superhero one, the comedy?
Yeah. I mean, it's dark, but it's like anti-superhero superhero.
But they're all bad people?
Yeah.
Sort of, that's most of them. They're terrible for the most part. They're like rotten people?
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
So they're like celebrities.
I've heard very good things about that show.
It's gory, it's funny, it's dark.
It's gory?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the deaths are...
really gory?
Like, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's one I watch away from my wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that dark.
A lot of head smashing.
Yeah.
The one of the guys from that movie was did a movie in Atlanta and rented a house in our neighborhood. And he was Tony Romo's brother-in-law. So one of the guys on that show is Tony Romo's brother-in-law.
That's bizarre.
So I don't know which one it is. I think he's the Aqua character.
Oh, Reef.
I think he's that guy.
Oh, that's Chase something.
Chase Crawford, yes.
And all of the mothers in our neighborhood found ways to get... He would literally just go to the pool like a normal dude. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's got a very weird character in the show.
Okay, well, he was... and all the mothers found time to like, oh, when does he tend to go to the pool? Well, we're all going to just hang out at the pool and check out Chase Crawford. So, hey, our morning mind bender gets going this morning. The average American worker is going to have this for lunch 50 times this year. What is it? I have no idea. The answer's on the back page. Coach usually has it for us. Has this 50 times a year? Pizza.
Salad.
Wow, I do salad more than that.
Although, yeah.
My friend's salad works.
Probably way under.
Sandwich.
I'm gonna go Wait a minute, sandwich is too...
Like a homemade sandwich.
I'm going to go with nothing.
50 times a year?
Yeah, they just have nothing.
Worker will have this for lunch.
Pizza. The average American eats 55
Tuna
slices.
Fish.
Eats 55 slices of pizza a year. I would have blown that number out of the water before Copair. 55 slices a year?
Let's see. There's 52 weeks in a year. We get pizza pretty much once a week.
I would have at least two slices a week.
Yeah, on average. I'm not a huge eater. I have about a slice and a half.
Really?
So
that's why you look like you do, Bob.
52.
Wow, I definitely am.
55.
I was easily 100 a year, 125 a year.
How about you, James? How many slices of pizza do you think you have in a year?
No?
But we're Friday night pizza people.
Once every 2 weeks or so.
Okay, yeah. How many do you do?
Well, that's because your pizza's $30.
Yeah, I usually do about 3 slices.
Do you?
Yeah.
I would always do 2, sometimes 3.
Yeah.
And the thing was, that's why I didn't like getting the... I enjoyed the places that, like in Ardmore, I could get in the apartment, I could get
slices
by the slice.
Yeah.
Because if I get the box of pizza, I know I'm going to end up
having
one more.
Sure.
Lunch the next day.
Hold one for breakfast.
Mm. Lunch the next day, slice of pizza.
It's not bad.
No,
putting down the tinfoil, put it in the oven a little bit, get it started. Our 6 a.m. sponsors are friends at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White is here for the pro. And if you listen to Pat Egan and John Kincaid, we tried to tell you earlier in the week, the Cubs series sucked, but that the Phillies were going to win the important series versus the Braves, and they did. And yesterday, looking at it, it appears Brian Snitker went with the Braves give-up lineup. A lot of times he does that on getaway days. And by the way, I told you yesterday, betting the over, it finally happened because it was nothing forever. And I'm thinking, boy, that was a terrible bet. And then everything exploded.
I pushed.
And Bob kept saying, always take your over-under bets down to a half run.
Jamie,
just come on now. You can do that. On the Park Sportsbook app, you can do that. You can move that at any time. Bob kept saying, I think it's coming. And it was 4 innings through, nothing. And I'm saying, well, when are the runs coming? And they came. And the Phillies end up with a big series victory. And they now head to Pittsburgh for a 4-game series where they have to take the bad taste in the mouth of playing the Cubs last weekend at home and seeing that series just become a debacle. Cannot have that happen this time around. You're going to Pittsburgh, you're winning three. You got to go and you got to win three. I don't have the same feel on this series, though, Pat, that we had on the Braves series. I really did feel Braves play the Phillies play the Braves tough. So I thought they're going to take care of business. They're gonna be able to do that. But I don't have the same feeling with this Pittsburgh series, mainly because I don't know really what the Pirates are.
Oh, you should. Yeah, they'll take this series.
So you're feeling that way?
Yeah.
Okay.
3 out of 4, right, Pat?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
So
man.
The 3 out of 4, you're like you have a supreme confidence in.
Well, I mean, Wheeler goes in one of the games, so there's a win.
Okay. So all I have to do Wheeler is goes take, tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. So all I have to do is take. Two more.
The 4 starting pitchers combined for the Pirates in this series are 11-28 for the season.
I like that number.
Yeah. Like, the Pirates suck.
Yeah, Pirates aren't good.
See, yeah, well, they have caused problems for some other teams. Not recently.
Yeah, but the Phillies haven't really had issues with the bad teams this season. They've pretty much taken care of business.
Well, if you take care of Cubs in Texas, the Cubs in Texas, you know, you're 0-7.
Caller has a point.
Yeah,
and I forget about those, and I will shut my mic off.
You were 0-7. At the end of this year, if you missed the playoffs, that's where you did it. You couldn't even go 2-5 against the Cubs and the Texas Rangers.
That's not great.
And if you went 2-5, two wins right now would have made a lot different. You now find yourself just right there in the wild card hunt. You're a half game out. So it looks like right now as the Gabe Kapler has turned back into a pumpkin. And all the people last year who were tweeting, look at Gabe Kapler, he should have gotten rid of him. Now his team's falling apart. They've had two meltdowns in their dugout in the past 4 days. You got guys out of control. There's just, they seem to be in a death spiral. So
he was still better than Girardi for 2 years.
I don't know. I mean, I wish
he won 107 games with a, you know, subparish lineup. And Joe Girardi did
he
nothing.
He had his Jim Fergusi year. And
well,
that's why I kept
still better than anything Girardi has done in a long time.
I got you. Jim Fergusi's year was a World Series championship. Jim Fergusi's, you know, was a trip to the World Series, and Gabe Kapler's was a first round exit. But Gabe is, you know, that's quite the guy. You got a Pirates series here for you. 3 out of 4, necessity or not? I'm trying to change if they're going to change the narrative about whether they are legit contenders or not, and don't you have to be making some sort of a statement? You go out and storm out to, let's say you win the next two, and you storm out and take care of the Pirates, and you just storm through it. Does it in any way change the emotions that Dave Dombrowski goes about his business with?
It better not. I mean, you know, we just saw the Yankees get Benintendi last night, and it's like, what the heck? The reaction's going to be the same, and we'll see more of it as people wake up to that news today. It's going to be, what the hell is this team doing? You need an outfielder. Why didn't you go out? The Yankees didn't give up a whole lot. The Phillies have some people in the organization. It looks like they could have given up and gotten that. Why aren't you doing it? You know, it's just like what Jamie said. When I woke up to the news today and I see Yankees making, are you kidding me? By far the best team in baseball. The best team in baseball. It's like has to go out and get this. It's like a billionaire picking up winning a $20 bet. Really? Like, why aren't the Phillies being proactive? Why aren't they doing something like this?
I don't want to. I am not trading a top three pitching prospect for Benintendi.
Nobody's saying top three.
Yeah,
they do not have. If you take those three out of the mix,
yeah, but
they don't have a better package to put together.
The Yankees gave their 19th, 21st, and an unranked prospect.
And the Yankees' prospects are a lot better than the Phillies.
Okay, so even if
that's not even close, their minor league systems aren't close.
So the Phillies' 8th or 9th best prospect is probably comparable to the 19th on the Yankees, and then the 21st is probably comparable to the 11th or 12th.
When you're considered one of the low 5 or 6? I thought they were like 24th.
Well, I mean, they have 4 prospects in the top 100.
Yeah, but
so
if you took the 3 out of the mix and I said I'm unwilling to deal one of the top 3 prospects, I don't think they had a better
it's
package.
It's not great, but yeah, they did. They did. I mean,
they definitely did.
When you're talking about the 19th and 27th and unranked, yeah, I mean, then fine. Then give up your 7th ranked prospect, who's probably crap. Give up a 10th ranked prospect.
He's probably definitely crap.
25 and crap.
It's ridiculous.
They could have. You looked at what the Yankees gave up. They could have absolutely gotten a deal done.
Then
they just didn't want him.
They didn't want him.
It comes down to they must have not wanted Andrew Benintendi.
Well, from the reports, it was Blue Jays and Yankees making the push. Two big boys.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Well, he's ready to, he is, by the way, Benintendi, he's done his medical research, and now he's willing to get the vaccine.
Because he's in the AL East and a shot at the title.
He's done his medical research, Jamie.
Of course.
And all the issues he had with getting the vaccine have gone poof.
Yeah.
They've gone away amazingly overnight.
Yeah.
And now he's going to get the vaccine.
A guy in center field that can bat 318 in this lineup would look like Tony Gwynn. I mean, seriously, we're talking about our best hitter hitting 248.
I mean, seriously, think about putting him as number one hitter in center field right now.
I can't. It moves.
Right?
They better have something up their sleeve.
I was so pissed off when I saw that this morning.
Well, what's up their sleeve could be in Boston. As now multiple baseball insiders saying there is at least smoke to discussions of Xander Bogaerts. Would you be interested in a rental shortstop who has the chance to opt out of his contract where he's due $20 million the next 3 years? He can opt out of that and become a Philadelphia Philly. Is there anything about Xander Bogaerts that you say, gotta have it? He's 28 going on 29.
Again, it would depend on cost.
Yeah, I mean, shortstop isn't something I have to have. Like, is that a move? Now you're just making a move.
And there's Trey Turner and Dansby Swanson and a couple guys coming up in the future.
There are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to give up a top three guy, but outside of that, I'd probably have some interest.
It makes your team better this year.
Oh, it makes a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
Xander Bogaerts is on this team. You're thinking you write them in with a Sharpie for the playoffs, right?
You would think.
I do.
You would think.
Bob doesn't seem as convinced.
No, I mean, is it an upgrade? Absolutely, it's an upgrade.
Oh, it's a huge upgrade.
Like, I mean, what are you doing with this outfield position here? Like, what the hell are they doing? To not even hear that they were a contender to get Benintendi, it just drives me insane. I mean, literally, I made the noise on the in the bathroom this morning, Pat.
What?
I looked at my phone. I see that the Yankees, and I'm like, oh, are you kidding me?
Where?
Oh, wait, why aren't the Phillies even
in the bathroom?
I can't stand
Jack and Jill.
I'm so pissed off about this news.
It's exactly
what you said. Look, I wouldn't have been so mad if I'd have saw the Phillies, the Blue Jays, and the Yankees were all in contention.
And you lost out to the Yankees.
Still stinks, but okay. Nary a mention of a Phillies team trying to get into the conversation.
I don't get it.
I didn't hear the mention once.
Nope. No.
I'm not oddly not mad. Because I know that he'll do something. And he obviously has his target set somewhere else, but...
Okay, I'll try and be patient.
All right, what are we doing here? Sands in the Hourglass. It's the 28th of July.
Yeah.
It's Monday or Tuesday? Monday's the 1st.
Second.
It's Tuesday second. The 2nd in the afternoon.
Yep.
Well, they're waiting.
I mean, he didn't go for much.
Do you think prices go up or down?
Down.
So
every day that goes by,
down.
They go down.
I mean... More teams are going to be in contention here.
The fact that Benintendi got traded yesterday surprises me. I thought that was going to go down to the wire. I did not expect that to be resolved on the Wednesday leading up to the trade deadline. They're getting 5 extra days or 6 extra days with them.
Yeah, imagine that, like 2 series.
It's the way it works.
And we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs going, oh, no, I think they're good enough.
I don't think any one of us are.
No, I mean them down there.
Currently, but nobody else. Yeah,
look at the two teams that have made moves. And look, I know we didn't need Daniel Vogel back, but
no.
The Mets and the Yankees.
Yeah, I didn't need Vogel.
Those are the two teams that have made moves so far. And the Yankees have made more than one.
Hey, dental and vision plans for everybody starting at under $8 a month are available to you at teethkeepers.com. Go to teethkeepers.com and get yourself enrolled today. I am not a believer. I mean, right now, team's not good enough. But I don't believe they need an overhaul to be in the postseason. I don't think there's anything you're talking about a half game deficit.
No, I just want to watch a center field and shortstop position that isn't absolute trash. That's all I'm asking. I don't think it's much. I'm not saying you need, Xander Bogaerts is like way above what I'm thinking. I'm thinking mid-level, just MLB players that can actually swing a bat and have a plate approach at the plate.
I wonder what else you'd have to give up for Xander Bogaerts. You have to give up somebody off the major league roster.
Yeah, you'd have to give up a top 10-er for sure.
I think somebody, though, on the roster.
Maybe.
No?
Depends on their contract.
Because he's opting out.
Like Reese is his final arbitration, so he wouldn't be attractive to them because then you'd have to
pay
him. So
right.
You'd have to, it would depend.
Hey, the Eagles had their first day of practice yesterday, and today they get a day off from practice. Really? First practice of the year? And they already need a day off?
That's something.
So I went back and looked. So I went to Dick Vermeil era. Then I went to Buddy Ryan era. Then I went to Andy Reid era. And in the first 2 days of camp, in the Dick Vermeil era, and even the early Andy Reid era, there were three or four practices. Now in the modern era, first day of practice for less than an hour and then take a day off. I have no idea. I swear to you, they might as well put frozen drinks at the gates to the NovaCare.
Well, they have Rita's.
And T-shirts.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there should be like a...
They're almost there with the frozen drinks.
It's like a club.
You got Rita's and then you get the smoothies inside.
It's like a club atmosphere.
Throw them together, it's
you're
a party.
You're already getting a day off? You just had months off. You had an entire off season.
There's nothing that you could do for 58 straight minutes. And that's what they practiced yesterday, 58 minutes. There's nothing in this world that you could do that would cause 58 minutes of something to make you have off the next day. You can run as hard as you can for 58 straight minutes. You're still coming back and working tomorrow. I don't care. You could walk on nails for 58 minutes. You're still coming back and going to work tomorrow. They practice for 58 minutes and they have off today.
A day off.
Are you kidding me? I'm in a bad mood today.
I swear.
I can't stand it.
Thanks, Hal Steinbrenner.
It is unbelievable. It just to me. To
58
me.
Minutes, John.
We're going to hear Speak for Yourself with Bob Cooney coming up in around an hour and 20 minutes. And I can tell you one thing that seemed to be a theme to me, though, hearing them behind microphones yesterday. Well, first of all, Howie and his presser there with Nick Sirianni seemed very jovial and loose and
sort of, because they had off today.
But it was sort of borderline, almost unprofessional. Like all the giggling, laughing, joking. I was like, wait a minute, man. I can't imagine Belichick having that press conference. I can't imagine that you'd ever see Andy Reid have that press conference. It's just different. It's odd. But it was like a chuckle fest and like mutual admiration society.
Oh, man, they were flirting with each other.
Between Howie and Nick. And oh,
that was adorable. Two best friends anyone could have.
Oh, my gosh. Bob will decipher, though, later for us what you... what you need to take out of it and what you don't need to take out of it. Because I'm sure there are going to be some things that I took out of it that I don't need to, because that's what I do. And there are going to be some things that I maybe missed here in the press conference. So you're going to be able to hear those coming up around 20 minutes of 8 if you stick around this morning. It is a Wendy's Thursday on the John Kincaid Show. And when you want a hot and juicy hamburger, go for the square. Go to Wendy's, grab a Dave's Double, taste the hot, juicy square difference. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, where we have fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. All right, a gentleman's already broken down the numbers for me. He said, yes, absolutely, the Phillies would have had comparable prospects. They would not have had necessarily better. The Yankees, a top six farm system. The Phillies, a bottom six.
I saw Yankees were 16th on MLB.com.
I saw that, too.
This is the... he's showing pre this year. They were 6th. Now they're 16th.
13th on MLB.com. So, they could have done better. I mean, 19-21 and unranked.
If you're giving out one of the best...
That's not hard to beat. I don't care how bad your prospect system is. 19-21.
See, I don't know when I read how bad their prospects are. Their prospects are bad.
Yeah, but they have, like, it's...
Their prospect ban is terrible.
We're talking about beating 19-21 and unranked.
Yeah, I'd give up one of your top four. I mean...
I'm not doing that.
Why?
Because I don't
know what the hell those guys
that.
Are going to be.
I'm not doing that on the a rental player for 50 games or 55 games.
Yeah, but, like,
I'm
once you get to, like, the 7th or 8th prospect, like... I'm fine.
Once you get to the 27th ranked prospect.
See, now that might be more, Pat, what I'll buy into.
Like, I don't care how good the Yankee system is. The 27th ranked prospect is not better than the Phillies' 9th ranked prospect.
Right.
It's just not. I mean, the Royals will be lucky if one of these guys becomes anything.
Okay, all these conversations about ranking of players, to me, is always just sort of, though, I can't just take people's word for it because of a number that's been attached to somebody. I'm going to look at an organization and say, which organization cranks out prospects? Which organization doesn't crank out prospects? And I got to think that if I'm an opposing general manager, I go, okay, the Phillies tend to churn out crap. The Yankees tend to churn out success.
That's
so
a,
I'm going to believe,
looking at it, though.
I'm going to believe their numbers are better.
If you're a GM, though, you we mentioned the numbers because it's an unbiased opinion from, quote-unquote, like, the experts. You know, MLB.com experts, Baseball America experts. That's why you mentioned the number. Because if I mention the player's name, no one knows who they are. So it's just easier to mention the number. But baseball GMs aren't looking at it like that. They're looking at it like they send their scouts out to scout these guys and what's the best package available. And I just don't think the Phillies were interested in them.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who made a phone call to whom. And that's one of the things that I've always heard is that the general managers will pick up the newspaper and read that their team is involved with somebody else, and they'll be like, nope, we're not. I have no idea where that report's coming from. I've never made a phone call to that.
Well, a phone call would have been nice.
You hear a lot of those things. We don't know that they didn't make a phone call. Right. They may have got a phone call and said, okay, we want this guy. And then Dave Dombrowski says, okay, I'll hang up. I'll hang up, talk to you later. Check in a little bit later. But the idea that the deadlines make deals, the last 48 hours is where the busyness comes in. Question is that I don't know how that would mean, though, Bob, in a trade deadline that you wouldn't be getting more. If more people are at the table in the last 48 hours, Major League Baseball trade deadline, an annual Baseball America, this is pre-2021. The average baseball trade deadline will see the majority of deals, so greater than 50%, made in the last 38 hours. So, what? A day and a half.
Yeah.
Leading up to the deadline. So most of the action's going to come late.
Monday. Maybe.
So
some
Monday
Sunday
will be
night.
A big man, maybe some Tuesday leading into the...
Can't wait to see what they got up their sleeve.
You ready to go?
It better be something.
Well, you ready?
So it all begs the question... Why, then, was this move made? Why did Kansas City make this move with the Yankees yesterday?
I think the Yankees blinked with the Mets series.
I
think the Yankees blinked.
You think that's the best they could have gotten? Why wouldn't they wait three more days, four more days?
Why did your buddy fold his hand in poker? Because some people blink. And that could be. Let's hope there's no blinking.
And it's not even that it's Benintendi so much. It's just that I think it's Jamie's fault.
We know
what's going to happen. The bigger, better teams are going to wind up doing things early, and then the Phillies are going to sit there and watch. You were right. And I hate when you're right.
The Phillies repeat themselves. They have a history of this.
Okay, last year I can tell you that at the trade deadline, nobody was saying that the Atlanta Braves were just geniuses, and every one of their moves paid off to help them win a World Series.
Because they had made their moves 4 weeks prior to the deadline.
No, but they also got crappy trades. They made like trades like in the Benedetti time frame now.
Yeah, well, they threw a wide net.
All right, coming up, there is a standard in Philadelphia, we were told, but it was undefined. So what's the standard? John Kincaid Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. You know, if you work in a warehouse or a car dealership or some commercial, industrial, manufacturing business, you can understand that energy costs have been driving you nuts. They're a large chunk of what your annual business has to cover. But what if you could save up to 30, 40% on your energy costs and put it right back into your business, helping you have a brighter bottom line? That's what my friends at Beyond the Bulb do. They will leverage energy incentives that are available for your own energy providers that give you the knowledge and the experience to start lowering your costs. The low cost is guaranteed if you're a PECO or PPL energy customer. So what you do is you grab your bill and you contact the folks at the number one, Beyond the Bulb. What they can do is they can switch you to a greener, more efficient lighting at little or no cost to your business. It's a no-brainer because you're saving your company money, you're improving your bottom line, you're reducing your carbon footprint, and you're doing it at little to no cost to you. And they help businesses save money so well that the PPL Direct Discount Contractor of the Year, it's Beyond the Bulb. So go to the number one, beyondthebulb.com. That's the number one, beyondthebulb.com. Or dial 484-246-6542 and see if you qualify for that brighter bottom line for your business today.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's Thursday morning at 8:30, which means game time. Today we are playing Are You Smarter Than the John Kincaid Show? Now here's your master of ceremonies, a man whose level of intelligence is matched to nothing short of a doorknob or a blade of grass, Pat Egan.
Clearly, I didn't make this open.
Hi, Pat. You got smeared on that one.
I did indeed.
And that's not fair.
No, it's fine. Yes,
you're not that guy.
Are You Smarter Than the John Kincaid Show?
Oh boy.
Good this surprises is today. Trouble.
I'm feeling real dumb this morning.
Good. That's good. That's good for our listeners. So, $50 Wendy's gift card is up for grabs, as well as a case of Flight by our friends at Yingling. We have a pair of tickets to go see Alice in Chains and Breaking Benjamin with Bush. And a $25 iTunes gift card. So the way it's going to work is, it's literally going to be you guys against the caller. All right? So
okay.
I'm going to bring on a caller. You guys are going to get the question first, and it's just whoever's wrong first loses. You guys are going to have 5 seconds to answer the question, and it's going to go back and forth until we finally have a winner.
Okay?
So I'm going to let the callers decide who they want to go up against.
Okay.
So Jamie's saying that he's feeling pretty dumb today. Jamie, you're probably going to get a good workout in.
If someone's a big listener, they're really going to know that.
We're going to start out with Kevin in Lafayette Hill. Kevin, who do you want to go up against in the Are You Smarter Than in the John Kincaid Show game?
Dumb Jamie.
Okay. So, Jamie, you'll have 5 seconds to answer it. The first question is, the first day of the 20th century was what?
January 1st, 2000.
Well, congrats, Kevin. You win.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say
1901.
1901.
I'm a whole 100th century off.
January 1st, 1901.
1901.
I had too many beers yesterday.
You know what? Dumb Jamie just won Kevin and Lafayette Hill. $50 Wendy's gift card.
There you go,
$50
Kevin.
Wendy's gift card.
Kevin, you got to buy me a beer at your old ale house when you see me, all right?
There you go. Kevin in Lafayette Hill.
Let's go to Patrick in Audubon.
Patrick, what's up this morning?
Hey, John, how are you?
Let's see if we can get you a winner.
Pat, which one of the members of the John Kincaid Show do you want to play against?
Jamie, of course.
Oh, damn it. Why did I open my stupid mouth this morning?
Because right, you're stupid.
First question you have is, a hexagon is how many sides?
Six.
Correct. All right. So
I was sweating that one.
It goes back to Patrick. Patrick, Statue of Liberty was a gift from where?
France.
I knew that one. Damn
good
it.
Job. Jamie, who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
All right, Pat, what are the three branches of the United States government?
Executive, judicial, legislative.
Oh, Patrick and Audubon's smart.
I knew that one,
Jamie's
too.
Crashing and burning right here.
Give him ones I don't know.
Jamie's crashing right here.
Earth is located in what galaxy?
Milky Way.
All right, Patrick, how many continents are there, and name them all?
Oh, wait a minute.
There are seven. Europe, Asia, North America, South America, Africa, the Arctic, and Australia.
He is smart. Patrick, you are smart.
Patrick, I got that name win.
That's the hardest question.
I'm sweating.
All right, let's
come on, Patrick.
Let's put an end to this.
He's
all right. Jamie, a group of owls is called a what?
Oh, I've heard this. A herd?
Congratulations, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick, you won.
But you are, in fact, smarter than Jamie.
It's a temple.
No, it's a parliament.
A parliament?
Parliament, yes.
Patrick, get the hell out of here.
I'll tell you this. I would not want to play Jeopardy with Patrick from Audubon.
Patrick is going to win a case of Flight by our friends at Yingling.
Oh,
parliament.
Beer with only 2.6 grams of carbs and 95 calories. Raise the bar for another chance to win. Visit the contest page at 97.5.
Where's the prize closet, by the way?
Todd and Eric's office.
Because is there some, you think there's some Yingling in there?
Possibly.
There might not
I know
be.
Where it is.
There might not be by 11:15 this morning. Where are we going next, Patty?
Nick in Fairmount.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Nick, Jamie did pretty well that time, so do you want to switch it up or do you want to continue with Jamie?
Expose someone else,
yeah,
Nick.
I'll let him catch his breath and go to John.
All right.
Yeah.
John?
Okay.
Which American singer had released the album Born in the USA in 1984?
Bob Cooney's favorite, Bruce Springsteen.
All right, Nick, which fruit glows blue under black lights?
Oh, man. I'll go with banana.
Yeah, wow, good job. That's really good. That's a good poll. That would have been my complete guess, too.
All right, John, the Sistine Chapel was named after what pope?
I have no clue.
Come on, man. Pope Sextus the IV, which means that Nick ends up winning.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Pope Sextus the IV.
Hey, please. Nick, you're a winner, baby.
I mean, it's a fact. Go bing it. Nick, you end up winning a pair of tickets to go see Alice in Chains, along with Breaking Benjamin and Bush at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on August 11th. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com.
I like this game.
Let's go to, I do too, because it proves how
dumb we are.
Yeah, it proves why we're in sports radio. Let's go to Cole in Lehigh. Cole.
What's up, Cole?
How's it going, man?
All right, baby, we're ready to get winner.
Which member of the John Kincaid Show do you want to play against, Cole?
I'll go against Bob.
Yeah, all right.
Bob, your question is, name the biggest star in the universe. Cole, you win. It's called the sun.
The sun, Bob.
Oh, yeah. You're right. The sun.
All right.
Your face just went blank.
Cole.
He said, why couldn't I get born in the USA?
Cole ends up winning a
$25.
Oh, good job, Cole.
You couldn't even come up with a guess.
It's a star, man.
I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
You literally
say
the Big Dipper? The worst part is. People might not know, Bob watches the sun come up every single day.
He does. I love the sun.
It is his favorite thing to do in the morning.
This is embarrassing. Not being able to name five times.
I still have fog.
I love this.
All right, let's go
to. He's got the COVID fog.
Let's get a couple more. Let's go to Michael in Lehigh. Michael, who do you want to play against?
Let's go against Bob.
Good choice.
Yeah, right?
What is the, Bob, what is the only food that has no expiration date?
Honey.
Oh, that's actually right. I expected a little bit of a pause there.
You got it right.
Yeah,
no,
you got it before your buzzer.
Yeah, all right. Michael, other than Neil Armstrong, who walked on the moon?
Ooh. I don't know.
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin is correct, yes. Bobby. Yes, the inspiration.
Sorry, Michael.
I covered that.
Can we get him some FanFest
yeah,
tickets,
we'll
maybe?
Yeah, FanFest tickets, absolutely. So
we'll get him off for something.
FanFest. And let's get two more. Let's go to John in the Northeast.
What's up, Johnny?
Oh, good morning, guys.
All right, let's see who you're going to win with.
John, who do you want to play against?
Jamie's had a good break. Let's go back to the Browns.
All right.
Good one. Jamie, which Hollywood actor became the governor of California in 2003?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, John, what was the name of William Shakespeare's theater?
Oh.
I know this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
Was it the Globe?
It was indeed the Globe.
I wouldn't have known that.
You're going to win.
You chose your deathbed, John.
John, you'll win FanFest tickets, but yeah, the original Globe burned down, and then he had to rebuild it. And he named it.
Where
the
is
Globe.
It?
It was
in London.
I'm guessing it was Stratford upon Avon because that's where he was born.
I have no idea.
I think it was London, but don't quote me on that.
I would never have guessed that, and I never heard that.
I think it was London.
Can we do one more?
Yeah, we'll do one more. Let's go to Brian. Brian, who do you want to play against?
All right, Jamie.
All right. What up?
Jamie,
what up?
Your question is, where's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located?
Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, you don't have to answer so quickly. We get it. All right, Brian.
Show off.
Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
He even did the Mica.
Yeah, he did the Mica.
That was good work. I'm in trouble.
You know, he's thinking.
it's like Michelangelo was an athlete in Philly. It's Michelangelo. Yeah.
No, I think Michelangelo is... Correct.
It's not.
We don't go for your pronunciation.
You're not the host of Game Time. All right.
Your question is... Michelangelo was Americanized. All right, whatever.
You want to keep doing this?
No.
You want to go back to parliaments and all right. Who is the Titanic sank in what year?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Mr. Smarty Pants.
I know
go
this
ahead.
One.
1923?
You lost.
12?
1912,
John. Yes, a winner for Brian and Lee. Bob interviewed the lady who threw the thing over.
Yeah, guess what? 100 years later, Rose is still a bitch.
It's very accurate. Wow. Brian ends up winning a case of Flight by our friends at Yingling. It's premium beer with only 2.6 grams of carbs and 95 calories. Don't just raise a glass, raise the bar. Mm. Another chance to win, visit the contest page, 975thefanatic.com. What we proved today, gentlemen, a lot of people are smarter than you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.